The nation's veterans population is gradually becoming more female, but it's unclear whether the Veterans Health Administration is equipped to deal with the particular medical needs of female vets. It's got the policies all right, but not always the facilities or the providers. That's according to a new assessment by the Government Accountability Office. Joining me with the main findings, Randy Williamson, Director of Healthcare Issues at the GAO. Mr. Williamson, good to have you back.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what you found here. First of all, give us a sense of what are the population trends vis-a-vis females in the veteran population.
Well, the population of women veterans is increasing. It is now about 10%. VA expects it to go higher as more and more women are in the military. So I think within the next several years, you can expect it to go to perhaps as high as 12-13%.
And so you would expect then that the VHA would have the policies in place to deal with the particular issues that are unique to females. Does it have those policies in place?
They do, I think. The policies are not the issue. I think it's a matter of whether facilities are implementing those policies. And of course, we found in 2010 and again in 2016 when we looked at this that in many cases, facilities are not following the procedures, especially as it relates to protecting the privacy, safety, and dignity of women veterans, ensuring their privacy, and so on. Those are not being done at any of the facilities that we looked at in total. It's getting better since we looked at it in 2010, but it's still a problem.
What should be in a facility such that it protects the privacy and dignity of female patients in particular?
Well, for example, having auditory and visual privacy when women veterans check in, and also that kind of privacy and procedure and testing areas. Remember that many women veterans have experienced sexual trauma when they were in the military, and this privacy is very important to them. Things like privacy curtains in exam rooms, restricted access to examination and procedure areas, those kinds of things.
Because you show some pictures, side-by-side pictures of two examining rooms in the report. One, anyone walking by could see anyone being examined frontally,
yes.
Whereas in the other room, the chair or the table that the person is examined on faces away from the door and you can't really see it.
Correct. That is a prevalent problem that we have found, again, both in our 2010 study and again in this study.
Should female facilities be in a different floor or different wing, different hallway than male, or can this be accommodated without completely reconfiguring every VHA medical center?
Well, ideally, that would be good if you could have separate areas. And some of the newer facilities that have expanded have that, where they have separate clinics for women. But because of the space limitations that most VA facilities have, that isn't always possible.
And what about the equipment that might be required for female examinations, for example, the equipment required for breast examinations, is that in place in sufficient quantities throughout VA, or did you find some places just don't have the basic gear?
Well, they can, VA providers can do basic breast examinations and so on, but mammography, for example, is not something that most VA facilities have available. They must send women veterans out on the in the community to private providers.
We're speaking with Randy Williamson, Director of Healthcare Issues at the GAO, and getting away from the examining hardware, if you will, what about the staff expertise at VHA and throughout the system? Does it have sufficient people that have the knowledge and the certifications required for female health?
Generally speaking, yes, but we still found that about 20% of the VA facilities providing primary care lacked a women's health care, primary provider, and about one quarter lacked an on-site gynecologist. Those areas, where those shortages exist, it's usually in rural areas or areas that have a hard time attracting physicians that have that training.
It's probably safe to say that there are many specialties in the rural areas that are lacking because of that same issue.
That's correct.
And so getting to the Choice Act, I think you mentioned that in the report also, which enables veterans of male or female to go outside of the official VA system to get care covered by VA. Does that fill the gap, do you find, where VHA itself doesn't have what it needs?
Yes, and as you know, that's a problem for both men and women. The Choice Program is a relatively new program that they got off the ground in November of 2014, and it's been beset with some real issues as far as providing timely appointments to veterans, and women veterans are no different. They you know, for example, 30% or more of the routine Choice appointments are not being scheduled within the required time frame, which is 5 days, and that applies for urgent appointments as well, which there's a 2-day standard for that, and hardly any of the facilities are meeting that. So it's a real problem, and especially since maternity care and mammography is not available within VA facilities, and women veterans have to seek those services in the community, this is a real issue for them.
I guess you would never see a child born in a VA facility, would you?
Not unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, well, maybe on the road over there, but they're just not equipped for that, period.
No, they're not. They don't provide maternity care facility.
I guess that's understandable given the history there, but is that something that you see long-term coming to VHA?
You know, I don't know. I don't think there's any move afoot right now to do that. There's a number of areas that VA is trying to increase the access. I don't think that's one of them at the present time.
All right, so it sounds like there are three basic challenges then for VHA based on this in the earlier report. One, facilities have to be rejiggered to be better for women, and I guess maybe in that sense for anyone who's being examined there. Mm-hmm. Then they have the expertise issue. They have to hire some people, and then they've got to shore up the areas where these things just don't exist because they're rural.
Correct.
What are your main recommendations?
Well, we have two recommendations. To solve the issue that deal with the privacy, safety, and dignity of women veterans, VA really needs to put forth much more effort and have much more monitoring to make sure that exam rooms are set up properly, that various things are done. Also, I think it's important that they provide more monitoring of the care that women are getting through Choice. Specifically, are they getting access to Choice within a timely way? I think that is not monitored right now, and that needs to be something that VA should concentrate on.
Randy Williamson is Director of Healthcare Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for that update.
Okay.
You can find a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.